Hey, Evan.
Hi, is this Amy?
Yeah, this is Amy. I don't know what's going on with her phone system, but we got it. We got it. We connected.
Yes, I'm grateful.
Me too. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm getting over this awful flu / cold situation that's been, you know, just plummeting everybody, but it's I'm on the upswing finally.
I hate that for you, but I love it. The upswing part, I love it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. So give me a couple of details here real quick. I have a question. What is the exact zip code where the business is physically located?
76428.
Okay, and let me see here. Okay, so you're in Keller, and then the business name is XL Overhead Door.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, do you have business license and insurance?
Not insurance, and I'm on the way. I filed for an LLC on Friday. So
okay.
I'm waiting on the paperwork.
Okay, and you're working on insurance?
Yeah, that's in the works right now. I'm just kind of getting my basic covered.
Perfect. What about business card?
Not yet. No, I have a lead for that as far as VistaPrint. Like, my buddy told me about VistaPrint, so that's in the works, too. I haven't gotten there yet.
VistaPrint, who I use, they're fantastic. Do you have the company registered with the city or the state at all? Or just working on the
no.
LLC?
Not, it's not registered yet.
Okay. All right. So, for garage doors, that's what you're offering, right?
Yes.
Google is very specific about the requirements in order to verify a garage door business. They require either business license and insurance or LLC, would work. If you happen to have business cards, you could send us a photograph of that. If you have photographs of your tools and your work vehicle, even if it's not wrapped or have a magnet, you can use that for verification. You can also use, if you have invoices for the company that you've made, then you can use those as well. But if you don't have any of those things, it's going to be hard to get you verified. Because specifically for garage doors, bail bonds, IT, tech guys, and locksmiths, you guys have access to people's proprietary information. You have keys to their home, so to speak, social security number for bail bonds. There's just different requirements for you guys as far as Google goes. They do suggest and recommend that every company has a business license and insurance in order to get a Google business verification. But I can tell you that they absolutely are not going to verify you if we don't have some of those things. So,
okay.
if you have the business cards and you have the invoice, which you can make on your computer, and then you sent me photographs of your tools, and you sent us a photograph of your vehicle, and, you know, you sent off the LLC paperwork, so you have that, that's going to come back very quickly. Like, you have proof of that, then I could send that off with your verification, say, hey, XL Overhead Doors, this is a legitimate company, we're going to verify it on Google. Google's going to send us a PIN code back, and they're going to give us the verification so we can create your Google business profile. But if we don't have any of those things, they're not going to do it, meaning you've wasted your money.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, no, I totally get that. And that's all something I can do. So basically,
super
a couple
doable.
Of those things. So pictures of the invoices, pictures of business cards.
And I
need to buy a magnet for my truck anyway, so I can do that.
But even if you don't have it yet, it's no big deal. If this is your work truck, that's fine. It's perfectly fine. A lot of people don't have it. Say you go on tonight and you create the VistaPrint card, and then you create an invoice, and you send me the photographs, bam. If you tell me tonight that you're going to do all those things, yes, I'll sign you up for the program. But this is the thing, is I'm not going to sign you up for a program if I don't think you're going to get Google approved. And the reason I'm not going to do that is because that's not putting you into a good position.
Right. So,
and that's my goal.
Here's my next question, and this has been a big issue for me. What does a background check look like? Do they do that?
No.
As far as felony background check?
No. Mm-mm. Google Guarantee,
okay,
which is a completely different platform, does a background check, but you're not applying for that, and there are ways around that. Why, you have felonies?
So, I'll just preface with this. I'm in recovery. I've been in recovery.
Oh, me too.
Years.
Me too.
I love that.
Yeah, I'll be eight in April on the 8th.
You're awesome. I like you.
Thank you.
Are you all based in Argyle? I'm getting a 940 number.
No, we're in Orange County, California, actually.
Okay,
relocates to a local number.
Okay, I was going to say I might know what meetings you're going to, but maybe not. All right. Well, congrats on the 8 years. I just turned 4 in December, so.
Nice. Congratulations. It is amazing. We work hard and we make some choices, but listen, after that felony has been gone after it's been done for 7 years, especially in the state of Texas, it's not an issue. You can get approved for Google Guarantee. But it's not a problem to get you approved for regular Google profile. That's not a problem. It's just for the Google Guarantee program, which is directly from Google. But again, that's something we would build up to because you're not there yet. We need a Google business profile. We need these other things first for you.
Okay. Yeah, perfect. So I guess my issues and concerns right now. Well, first I'll start by saying, yes, I am a felon. It's all drug and theft related, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, that shouldn't hurt me anymore.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Listen, I had a guy convicted of murder, literally murder, 25 years ago, and it was not an issue. Okay?
Oh, wow.
It wasn't an issue. He was defending his child. You know what I mean? It was not an issue because it was so many years ago. If it's 7 years or older, Google believes in giving you guys, all of us, a second chance.
I love that. So that my stuff turned 7 in 2 years. So that's where I'm at right now. So
perfect.
If that's down the line, Google Guarantee, then I'm definitely interested. Mm-hmm. So my major concerns right now is really capital. Like this is what I want to do. This is the career path I want.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I quit my corporate job. For poor management reasons, and this has been on my mind for the past year anyway, so I figured now's the time more than ever.
Mm-hmm.
I think I might be going back to that job for a little while to fund this marketing adventure and getting this off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my goal right now is figuring out what it's going to cost for me to get, you know, a minimum of 6 calls a week under my belt.
Okay. Well, what I could tell you is I can offer you a program that costs $249 a month. It's month to month. There's no contract. You're going to need to stick that program out a minimum of 2 months in order for everything to really take hold. That program is all inclusive. So it includes the Google first page placement. It includes the website. It includes the Facebook ads and all the social media marketing. It includes the programming for the top directories, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Yellow Pages, mobile platform programming, iPhones, Androids. We literally do it all. And with the website, I heard your question to Jesse. So your question, the answer to your question is everything is yours to keep, okay? The website is, I'm doing air quotes, rented unless you leave. If you leave, then you have the ability to do a complete domain buyout for $99 and the domain's yours to keep. Most of the pictures and the everything that we're using on your website is your stuff anyway. So you will be able to recreate that site if that's what you want because you own the domain. Or you can continue hosting the domain with us, and we will continue the programming on it for $49 a month, and you can take it wherever you want.
Okay. Now, that's not really a concern, you know, being that I'm not saying I don't trust you all or anything like that. That's just a question that he had me ask.
Oh, I don't take it personal at all.
He's in that predicament right now, so.
Yeah. Well, he checked out fine print before he did it.
That's true. He's in the diesel truck mechanic industry, and he used something specific to that industry, so. Mm-hmm. And now he wants to get out of it, but
mm-hmm.
that seems a little bit. So I'm taking advice from this certain individual, right? And,
mm-hmm.
and he said that price seems a little bit cheap from what he explained to me.
Right.
You know, I told him what my bank account looked like. He's like, dude, you need to get a new job until this picks up.
Okay, so. Let me tell you this. That package normally costs $599. With a $299 setup fee. So if you want me to charge you $900 out the door to get it going, I don't mind. My commission will be bigger. But I want to have mercy on you. You're new. You're trying. You're in recovery. You're looking for an opportunity to kick this up off the ground. And I'm giving you every bell and whistle that I have. So I've waived the $299 setup fee completely, which is a huge part of what I get on commission. But I firmly believe that God puts me into contact every day with people who need my services, that I'm literally able to help. And if I'm able to actually help somebody, that is a blessing to me. Okay? So with that being said, I've knocked your price point down from $599 to $249 monthly. With that breakdown, what you're looking at is $100 of that monthly investment is going directly to your Facebook ads every single month. Facebook ad clicks for my company are between 5 and 50 cents per click. We pass that savings down directly to our clients. So you get a minimum of 200 acquisitions just from the Facebook ad alone, let alone from any of the other stuff. Now, this is the other thing. I don't know exactly what your friend has going on or doesn't have going on or what he's working with or not working with, but he might want to consider to stop overpaying if he's not seeing the results that he's actually looking for, and let us give him a shot, you know?
I can share. I have two friends who are using solely Angie's List in the garage door industry and then him in the truck industry. So, I mean, For one, let me say my jaw's dropped. Thank you. thank you. But mind you, I want you to make money too, if this is business, you know, but that means more than you know. So, with that being said, I guess my question now is, you mentioned Facebook. Does this include a sponsored Google listing? Like, if you search in garage door repair on Google, would that my name be included on a list there?
Okay, so there's a you said a couple of different things. Okay. The thing is sponsored Google listing is in the Google guaranteed section, which you don't qualify for yet, or in the Google ad section, which you're not going to qualify for yet because you have to go through advanced verification. So if somebody searches your keyword services, you're going to show up there within the local map where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. So you know how when you do a search for something, there's that map that'll pop up with the tiny red dots on it?
Right.
That's called the Google local mapping section. That right there is probably where you go to when you're looking for something, right?
Right. Yeah.
That's where 9 out of 10 people go, and that's the section right there that we're going to be programming your company in to start so that we can build a platform to get you pushed out to the other areas. Now, your buddy, he may have Google Ads. He may be paying a pretty penny and paying per click and per call. Okay. He may have, well, I know there's nothing for diesel mechanic in the Google guarantee section because it's specific to particular areas. And don't think that I'm not going to make something off the deal. I always make something off the deal. But I really like the opportunity to help people. Because of my service and my recovery, I ask God every day to allow me to help somebody because Alcoholics Anonymous has taught me that if I'm not helping somebody, then I'm not growing. And if I'm not growing, then I don't get to stay.
I can 100% relate to that. I mean, this industry is inbred with addiction, which therefore, you know, it's all transactional relationships. And I can't agree with that. Coming into this industry was hard.
Right.
My first ride along, my trainer got down on an old lady, and I told him and myself, like, I don't know if I can do this. But I found a perfect meeting ground of, one, me making money, and me, two, me helping people in the same run. And I've got really good at it. I've been the top producer in my company for multiple years now, and it changed my life, you know.
Right.
Between my relationship with my higher power, it's all come together, you know, and I can never be more grateful. It's amazing. So, thank you.
You're so welcome. Yeah, it's my pleasure. So, I know that I can help you. Again, it's not something that happens overnight. If you choose to take advantage of it, the way it works is your website's up and running in the first 3 to 5 days. We send off to Google for the Google verification with the documents that I just told you about, okay, the things that we can use. And if you don't have the license and insurance yet, it's not the end of the world. Like I said, we do have the ability to work around that. If you have business cards and you can send, or you make the business card and you send us a photograph of that, you send us a photograph of your invoices, of your truck, of your tools, of your equipment, the things that you use, we can send off to that. And then as soon as that LLC is running, up and running, or you have that return, we send that off to support it too. Google's going to give us the approval. In the meantime, we're running the Facebook ads and the social media marketing. We're running the profiles for Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, all of the popular directories to go ahead and get calls coming directly to you so the program pays for itself.
Okay.
That's the way it's designed.
Okay, so that's something I can definitely do tonight. As far as getting on Vistaprint, creating, getting access to an old invoice or something like that, taking those pictures, and I can send it to your email, I'm assuming?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. You can definitely send it over to my email. So is that fair to say you want to give this thing a shot and let us earn your business, Evan?
I'm 100% interested. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I think this is the round.
Okay.
There's another question about Yelp. So originally, I created a Yelp account a couple months ago with an idea of Apex Overhead Door being my name. As I was creating my LLC last week, I realized that name had been taken. So I changed it to Excel, and I know Jesse was telling me that y'all could work with me on that or how that would work.
Yeah, we would create you a new one. This is the thing, is we want everything to be consistent and accurate across the board. So we go out, we do NAP cleanup, name, address, phone number, website. We want to make sure that everything matches completely across the board, meaning that business name, business light, it, all of the different things. Like if we're going to show your address, we're going to show it on all platforms. If we're going to hide your address, we hide it on all platforms. Consistency is key when it comes to this stuff. And in order for geo-targeting and for the accuracy of what you're producing. So in order for it to actually get traction, it has to be consistent and accurate. This is another reason your friend's stuff might not be working. Depending on who he's working with, they may not be doing consistent and accurate things like that. Like, there's a number of reasons.
Yeah.
That people aren't successful.
I totally 100% agree. I guess where I'm getting at is, one, I was wondering how that would play out. If you're going to make a new one, cool. I'm totally down for that. Two,
one down. No big deal.
Okay. Take it down, because I think I'm paying for that right now. And
for Yelp separately, my friend. Let me tell you something, okay? Yelp, no way, Jose. Think about when you go to Yelp. You go to Yelp when you're going to take your girl out for dinner. You go to Yelp when you need a massage place. You go to Yelp when you want to get her like a mani-pedi, but you don't go to Yelp to find a, if I'm having a garage door emergency, my car is in there, I can't get out, I got to go to work, am I going to dig through Yelp?
No. No,
where am I going to go?
That's kind of where I'm sitting, Google.
I'm going to go to Google. I'll be like, who can come here now? Who can come here right now?
That's what I'm thinking myself. You know, it just seems so simple. I heard about it through the grapevine, but in all honesty, I'm paying for it. I talked to their sales rep, and he told me how to build an account. So I followed the steps and procedure, and I still have not gotten a single lead. I get maybe 4 or 5 calls from Google marketing ad companies every day, every weekday. And they're all, I'm not racist, but they're all Indian people, and I just don't feel like being told this game.
Right, you don't feel like you can trust them. We hear that so often. We hear that so often.
I'm sure. So, that's kind of a blessing. I'm sure I'll still probably get calls like that in the future. But regardless, if I can take that down and not pay for it and just go through y'all, that's something I'm interested in 1,000%. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And I highly suggest that. Like, if you were in an industry where it was going to make a huge difference, sure, I would tell you, by all means, keep it going. But you're not. You're not in one of those industries. Is it going to help? Yes. Is it going to help to give traction to prove authenticity? Absolutely. Is it going to bring in a ton of phone calls? Probably not.
Okay, perfect. So, yeah, let's get this started. Where do we go from here?
Okay, so I have your last name is Strauss, Strauss. What is the, I have your email address is evanstrauss40@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you did send off for the LLC paperwork, right? Like you already sent it off? Like you have like a electronic copy or something, or what have you got going on with that?
Correct. So I did it first on Thursday. Mm-hmm. They sent me something back saying I did it wrong, so I did it again.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing I got from them was, let's see real quick, they told me, they gave me a Secretary of State's office has processed your request, please find attached the packing slip for your session.
Nice. Okay. So they've accepted it. That's beautiful. That's what I like to hear. Okay. So, what is the address where you have them sending that to, the physical address?
Mine, 736 Blue Bonnet Drive, Keller, Texas.
Blue Bonnet Drive?
Yes.
Bonnet Drive. There we go. Any apartment or suite or house number?
Yes. Apartment D.
Apartment D. Okay. We're going to keep it hidden on Google because we don't want people to have your personal address, personal information. We will keep a physical address hidden on Google. Okay. But let me see here. Keller, Texas, 76248. Beautiful. Okay. So in just a few minutes, once we process everything, Evan, you're going to get a list of items. Again, don't be alarmed when it says business license and insurance because I've already explained that. She's going to say business license, insurance, registration. It's going to say, it's a standard email that we send to everybody of what to send us back for verification. Okay. So that's the email. You can send everything over to that specific email when you get that because they're going to create your media folder. Within your media folder, Evan, is where everything's going to fall, so to speak. This is where we're going to keep everything, your photographs, the logo we built for you. Like, it literally goes directly into your file because tomorrow morning you're going to have a client onboarding with my technician. My technician's going to cross the T's and dot the I's so we can get the verification sent off, okay? I highly suggest that you send the, even if it's just a screenshot of that LLC stuff that you have, say, listen, I'm going to let them know within the notes, applied for the LLC, has the receipt, just waiting on the hard copy to come. That's going to be perfect. I'm telling you, getting verification shouldn't be an issue.
Okay.
Right. Like I said, if I didn't think it was going to work for you, I seriously would just tell you, and I think you understood that at the beginning of the call. If I don't think it's going to work for you, I just tell people, listen, it's not going to work for you at this time. Come back when you have some more stuff, you know, but you have the things in place and you're working towards this. And as soon as you can get insurance, I highly suggest that. Get the insurance. Those are the things that are going to set you apart from your competitors and make this work.
Okay.
Let me see here. Now, are you doing everything garage door, both residential and commercial?
No commercial.
Okay.
Maybe
are you doing the openers as well as replacement, the full garage doors? Tell me about the services.
Yeah. So pretty much I do everything when it comes to residential doors, mm-hmm. openers, springs, cables, drums, bearings, all of the hardware on the door itself, everything to do with the openers. The only thing I have little experience with gate operators, so,
okay.
But that's very little. Like, I could hire out for it,
okay.
But when it comes to commercial, I have no experience. So, pretty much
okay.
all residential door.
Okay, perfect. Placement. Okay. Do you also do installs?
Yeah.
Okay. How far out is your service radius? She put DFW 60 miles. I know DFW is spread from here to Kansas and back, but
yeah.
are you looking at
yeah.
about 60 miles?
Yeah, that's just an example I gave him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the call I just got back from was 60 miles from my residence, so I'm willing to go wherever I need to go if the money's there. But
okay.
So 60 miles is roughly the long, you know,
the longest, the furthest.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Applied for LLC, waiting on return from Secretary of State, and then working on the insurance. Okay. Do you have a Facebook page?
No.
Do you have a personal Facebook page?
Oh, yes. Yes, I do.
Okay. Perfect. Are you logged into that Facebook page now?
Yes.
Okay. Are you on an iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
Okay. On the iPhone, I think it's down on the bottom. It's the three lines.
Menu?
Yep. And then go to see my profile or view my profile. Let me do it with you. Here, let me go there.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I see. Just click on your face, where it says your name in your face. Click there, and then it's gonna say Add Story, Edit Profile, or the three dots.
Yeah.
Click on the three dots. Scroll down.
Hold on. Click on my name. Three dots. Scroll down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Do you see where it says copy link?
Yes.
Okay. Send that link back to the text message phone number that I just sent you. Got it. Perfect. Okay, so they're going to build your business profile as a derivative of your personal page. They do not interact and intertwine. You are in complete ownership of it. It is all yours, okay? But it's important that you understand Google and Facebook will only allow us to build it as a derivative of. They don't interact and intertwine. It's not like here's Evan and his beautiful family, and then here's his business. Everything's kept completely separate, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and then I'm offering you the call tracking, which is awesome because it's included with the package, and this is going to give your business a very professional greeting. Thank you for calling XL Overhead Doors. For current clients, press 1. For new clients, press 2. To speak with Evan, press 3. It's completely customizable, okay?
Okay.
What are your hours of operation? When do you want the phone calls?
8 to 6.
Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
No, it's due Monday through Saturday.
Okay. Any emergency services?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. Cards, invoices. So you're going to create the business cards and the invoices tonight, and then you're going to send in photographs of your tools and equipment as well as the vehicle, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And then I put in here and receipt of the LLC. Okay. Got that. The next thing is for your client interview, the conversation itself really only takes about 20, 30 minutes. We like to block off an entire hour in case the tech is finishing up with the client directly in front of you. I have available appointment times all day tomorrow, starting as early as between 9 and 10 a.m. What time frame would you like?
So this is just a phone call between us?
It's with the technician and yourself, so that this is where we're going to be. He's going to be verifying service radius, he or she.
Okay.
They're going to be verifying keywords. They're going to go over what you want the logo to look like, the photographs that you're using. We're going to purchase the domain for the website. You get to choose that. So it's just an onboarding call.
Okay. Yeah. Can we do something closer, like in the afternoon, like maybe 12?
Sure, we could do 12 to 1, or if you even need in the afternoon, like later on, like now, we have something available this time as well.
12 to 1 is perfect for me.
Okay, perfect. So what's going to happen is you're going to see it come through as a placeholder. It's going to say local / CI for client interview, EN for English. It will have your first and last name. And 1 hour before the appointment, you're going to get a text and an email reminder that's going to say, hey, Evan, client onboarding is coming at this time. If for any reason you need to push that appointment out, please feel free to contact me back via text, email, or phone call, and I'll reschedule you immediately. Again, this is the most important phone call so we can get everything pushed out and moving forward as quickly as possible. Okay?
Okay.
Now,
The business card, the tools, the pictures, all that, can I send that to the email I just got?
It's better if you send it to photos@localsplash.com. I'll send that to you in just a moment, because if you send it to me, I'm just going to have to forward it over, and I get busy. So sometimes, yeah, I don't want to miss something for you when it should be going over to the other department. So that's why I want to make sure. Plus, you'll get that email as soon as I press pay. You're going to get a series of emails coming through to you directly. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So for the cards you're putting on file, is there any middle initial or is it just your first and last name?
No, just first and last name.
Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay, I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
It is 4756 8005143 4430.
Expiration month and year?
0226.
3-digit code on the back?
764.
I need to set a security question for your account. It's your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Let's do the city I was born, Portland, Oregon.
Portland, okay. Please understand we set this security question in an effort to protect your proprietary information. At no point is Local Splash going to call you and ask you for one more single red cent than what we're already agreeing upon. We're going to read a voice verification right now that outlines that service agreement with Local Splash, and that'll be sent over to your bank, and it's kept on file here. The fact that if you get a phone call of somebody saying, hey, I need this much more money to produce your website, or I need this much money to do this, please know that is a scam call, and let me know immediately so that we can put them on your DNC list, okay?
Okay.
So the voice verification reads like this. Should you have any questions during the voice verification, Evan, please feel free to stop me so that I can address it for you. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, please state the name of the business as it shall read on the first page of Google.
XL Overhead Door.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Evan Strauss, owner.
Evan, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours, which is 3 actual days, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup has been charged for today's date. That is January 15th, 2024, in the discounted non-refundable amount of just $249 for the all-inclusive platinum package. This is a true flat rate. There's no hidden taxes, click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the 15th day of every month in the flat monthly investment rate of just $249. Should you choose to pause your service or discontinue your service for any reason, Evan, we ask that you do so by contacting myself or client support within 3 days of the billing. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs. Now, Evan, there has been a few of the texts and emails that have come through to you as far as the things that we're going to need for the Google verification. But one that I need to draw your attention to is going to be the Local Splash Terms of Experience. I'm going to go ahead and resend this to you now. It should come through on top of your text. It will come up as a clickable link, https://my.localsplash.com/terms with your phone number.
Okay. All right.
Once you click on that, it's going to open up, and it's going to say Local Splash Terms of Experience. Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay. As you scroll through here, there's literally everything that I verbally promised to provide for you in writing. If you see an asterisk by something such as the Google Guarantee, the Google Workspace, the Google Ads, those are things that can be added to your program at the time of your choosing once we've gone through the verification process for you. At this point, I would not add in the Google Ads or Google Guarantee because we want to get the verification complete first before we try to upsell something. So we start with a basic package, and then we will go ahead and build out from there. Now, as you scroll to the very bottom, you're going to see that the reoccurring cost is locked in at just the flat $249 rate. There's no hidden taxes, click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. And as you can see, it's recommended to give the program a shot for 30 to 45 days for maximum results. Of course, 9 out of 10 of our clients see results faster. Please scroll down, click the box certifying you're the person who made the purchase today on behalf of the company, and then type in your first and last name and hit confirm signature.
Okay. So I agree to receive text messages, and I certify that I'm an authorized holder, and then I type in my name.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Signature. All right. Now I'm at a username
and
password login.
Username and password will be granted to you within approximately 3 to 5 days time of conducting client onboarding. So as of right now, the next and most important thing for you to pay attention to is that onboarding call that's going to come from our 877 phone number to get everything squared away. As soon as your login credentials are available, we will send you a fresh link. So if you bookmark it, fantastic. If you don't bookmark that page, it's not the end of the world. You will get a fresh link to that page as soon as your login credentials are ready for your dashboard so you can manage your campaign from the dashboard. Okay. Are you excited?
I am.
Good. I'm really glad. That makes me happy. You should be really excited. I know that once you get everything up off the ground, this is going to be fantastic. This is a great opportunity for your business. And as soon as you get that LLC, you go ahead and send that hard copy over to us. Additionally, work on that insurance next, okay? That's my highest recommendation for you.
As far as my LLC paperwork, mm-hmm. I mean, I haven't heard anything since last week, but mm-hmm. I mean, we're going to need copies of that soon.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to help. If they come back and they say, oh, we need further recommendation or we need further verification, having that and having the insurance, either or both, is what's going to push it over the top. So like I told you, the verification for you guys, unfortunately, just because the nature of what you're offering and so many other companies have taken advantage, they do require a higher level of authorization as far as verification goes. Not quite the background check. That's only associated with the Google guarantee, but they are looking for the advanced verification, meaning is this guy legit or is he just driving around like some, you know what, with a couple of tools in the back and taking advantage of people. Like, they don't have a way to prove one from the other unless you have documents to prove that. That's why we suggest making sure you get those other documents as soon as possible. Legitimate companies, they have business license, they have insurance, or they're working on it, which you are. That's why I said send the receipt of the LLC. They have business cards. They have invoices that are legitimate to their business. You have all the things. You're just getting it up off the ground.
Perfect.
Okay.
All right. So from here, I'm going to mm-hmm. take some pictures before I go inside of my mm-hmm. tools, my truck, my parts. I don't have a lot of parts right now. But then I'm going inside. I'm going to go create some business cards, and I can send a link of that, or I can take a picture of my computer.
I would take a picture or a screenshot of it, yeah, and just go ahead and send that over. Make sure that the business card has all the proper information on it. So that's going to be like, that's going to include, you know, your first and last name. It's going to include your phone number. It's going to include the, if you can put the business address on there, that's fantastic. You know, then those are the things that are really going to help you out. You want it to be legitimate.
So even okay. if it's my personal address?
Yeah, well, 9 out of 10 people it is, and on your invoice, they're going to look for that address. They want okay. everything to match across the board. So anything you turn into for the LLC, oh, okay, apartment D. Oh, okay, apartment D. Oh, okay, that's the same zip code. That's what they're looking for.
Okay.
Okay,
perfect. Yeah.
All right.
So I'll get those things taken care of, and it's I'm just trying to verify the email I sent it to. Is it support at LocalSplash or?
Yeah, you can send it over to photos@LocalSplash. I'll send that over to you now. .com. And then I think that there's also like a link, a form link there. If you don't go in through the form link, it's not the end of the world. You can just send them over and then we can dash them in. No worries.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Perfect. Amy, you're awesome.
Oh, thank you, Evan. You're awesome, too. I hope that you have a great day, and I look forward to what this means for your business.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.